On this episode of TJ Talk, we sparked the conversation with special guest Lacey Love to discuss her sensual selfies class, which includes everything self-care and getting in tune with your feel-good. Her main goal is to help you fall back in love with yourselves and manifest those desires. We hope you all enjoy, and if you haven't already, make sure you love on somebody today, even if that somebody is you.
How was your day today?
It's been good. I've been looking forward to this all day, honestly. I really have.
The minutes.
And you just have been so thorough, girl. I haven't even needed to ask you any questions because you come to the plate with everything that I could even ask anyway. So
to get started with our icebreaker. So I am, as you stated, very thorough. So done my research, watched me a few lives. Yes, and if it's on Wednesday, you have a gratitude party on your Instagram live. Is that correct?
Yes.
Cool. Tell us more about that.
So my gratitude parties are just a way to celebrate everything that I'm grateful for, but it allows people to come on in the room and share everything that they're also grateful for. I think gratitude is such an important part of, one, being able to manifest. I'm all about manifestation. And showing gratitude or having a grateful mindset, it attracts more things to be grateful for. So that, over the summer, that became my grounding practice. I was intentional about showing gratitude. It wasn't too much going on, so I was using my planner as kind of like a journal, and I just started writing the things that I was grateful for, and I was like, let me share this with people, and decided to go live with it, and it's really just been, being able to be consistent with it has really just allowed me to be intentional about finding things to be grateful for.
That's what's up. Honestly, consistency was my word for the year. I was just talking to my best friend about that. But just to keep pushing myself personally to consistently drive myself towards my goals in whatever fashion that may be. So not only just for my mental health, so I do like, so I try to meditate and stuff like that, but my physical health, so I try to make sure I still stick out with my workouts. And then, you know, my dreams, trying to be my millionaire, you know what I'm saying?
I agree with you. Like, trying to bring it into all parts of life is something that I'm working on also.
Right. I was like, if I ever figure this balance out, I already know that's when the millionaire is going to happen. With that being said, today we threw our own gratitude party. And there were so many good answers. I can say a lot of people were really grateful for life in general. I got a lot of life responses. And honestly, I was doing yoga today online, and I try to watch like different YouTube videos. And specifically, she was saying that she tends to be grateful just for the ability to actually be active, because that's something that, you know, we don't really realize that a lot of people, you know, they don't have the ability to move. A lot of people aren't, you know, blessed with that capability. And I was just like, dang, that is definitely something that I probably never just said, you know, I was grateful for the ability to move. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, gonna have to add that to my gratitude list.
Girl, one of the things that I frequently say that I'm grateful for the strength in my body. And that goes along with that, because like being able to move my body, to be able to lift things, to stand, like you said, everybody isn't able.
A lot of people were, like you said, grateful for their health, grateful for the ability, their friends and family. There was one girl who was grateful for the ability to let a toxic man go. Shout out to you, sis. Let him
girl,
go.
Girl, aren't we cutting all? Them off. Girl, we I feel off. You.
Like, ain't nobody got time for that in 2021. We're accepting nothing but love because we are giving nothing but love. So we ain't got time. So for all you niggas listening, we don't have time. None of it.
Period.
For none of the shenanigans. there was the other girl. She was grateful for almost reaching her body goals, I believe she said. Or getting closer to her body goals. Either way, she could see the difference. That's all that matters, sis. Elevate. So, I know that you are busy as Miss Lacey Love. I have done my research. So, you used to be the cake lady, and now you are the head of your own sensual selfies class. Can you tell me how you transitioned from one to the other?
So, my cake business, it had been something that I was doing for 9 years. I was traveling to different cities, just doing all types of special occasions, baby showers, weddings. But it was just becoming overwhelming for me. In knowing my own value and what my skills were worth, I didn't feel like the clients that I was attracting felt the same way.
Respect my craft, pay my price.
Right. And I was often like overextending myself and people would hit me up 2 days before and for an extravagant kind of cake, and it was too much for me. It really took a toll on my mental health. Physical health. It was very stressful, and it was a lot. So I decided that it no longer served me, and it was time to let it go. So I did. I got rid of all of my baking supplies, donated them to Goodwill, like literally cleaning out my cabinet with all of my supplies. Going into the new year for 2020. So 2019, December 31st, I was like,
scrambling
to gather all this stuff and take it to Goodwill. Like, I'm not taking this into 2020. And at the same time, I was also starting Lacey Love. And it really was just a blog. Like, I wanted to share my journey in self-love and manifesting. And so that kind of just, it happened kind of in the flow of things.
So do you feel that this is something that is more of a passion versus it being a quote-unquote job?
It is. And I actually feel like a purpose. I feel so fulfilled when women, they randomly hit me up like, Lacey, I appreciate you sharing yourself, everything that you do, because it is showing me how to love myself better. It's showing me how to show up for myself better. You have taught me how to manifest. Like, that, it fills me. Like, I feel so full and in purpose.
That's a blessing. I can't wait until that's an everyday thing, right? So that's what you're really being able to do. So within your purpose, so you have discovered, as you stated, this Lacey Love, it has evolved. So what is Lacey Love? If you could describe it in three words.
Three words. I'm going to use a hyphen word, self-love. sensuality and manifestation.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what do, or how do those three items tie into what you do?
It's all of what I do. I empower women to love themselves deeply, to embrace their sensual nature, I call it sensual self-love, and attract their desires. With all of that, it's the ability to manifest.
Okay, okay. So you keep saying sensuality. So a lot of people seem to have a hard time differing sensuality between sexuality. Can you clarify for us what sensuality means to you? Because I'm sorry, I forgot to look it up.
That's okay. That's okay. So well, to me, sensuality is all about enjoying the things that make you feel good. So that's exciting your senses in your body. Not just your sense of touch, but like the things that make you feel good when you smell them, when you hear them, when you taste them. Just exciting your senses and being able to enjoy pleasure in all ways.
Okay, okay, okay. So it's hard to say that without sounding sexual. So I can see how some people will be able to confuse the two.
So I feel like you need sensuality to be a sexual being. So it's definitely connected, but it's not mutually exclusive.
So if you are lacking confidence in your sexuality, is it hard to become a sensual person?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So as a part of your class, what exactly does your class consist of?
So first, we address being sensual. Everybody's sensuality doesn't look the same. So it's realizing what does that feel like? What does that look like to you individually? And in what ways are you able to embrace that? We go over different techniques to being sensual. I wouldn't even call it a technique. Different ways to be sensual. And it's just going over that, like really getting into the depths of what sensuality is first. And then we get into taking some sexy pictures. So we talk about the feel good, creating the feel good for yourself. And then we go into capturing the feel good, being able to embrace seeing yourself as a sensual being, catching your angles, you know.
This is why I need to be in class, because I'm like,
girl, you can come. You can come.
I know. We're going to tell the people about your next class. They might see me there. I need this. I'm taking all the notes.
Girl, y'all, I have two classes coming up. Join me, please. Ma'am.
So in this class, do you all talk or speak of love languages?
No, actually we don't, but that's a really good idea. As far as love languages for yourself, I think that would be a really good idea, something to add to it.
Yeah, I know that, I guess because my whole take on, I guess, like, treat others the way that you want to be treated, I say that that's the golden rule. And so they often say that you treat your significant other the way that you want them, you know, to return that particular emotion to you. So being able to speak, you know, not only as you say, in your own love language, but being able to, I guess, read other people's love languages, I feel like that takes some skill. Look, and I need to be in a class.
It does. But I feel like, really the point of my class is to be able to embrace your sensuality for yourself. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times when we think about being sensual, it's all about showing up for your partner that way. You're saving it for special occasions. And it's not something that women typically do for themselves. So when you're able to do it for yourself and to make it a priority for yourself, it allows you to show up better for your partner. Your partner is going to be attracted to that confidence. is going to be magnetic. Like, it's, your feel good is going to be magnetic.
So when you say feel good, is this a literally like a, sorry, is it an intangible thing?
It's internal. It's a feeling. Okay, yeah, it's a feeling. It's just how you feel when you feel good. Like, right, when you're wearing lingerie, how good does that make you feel? That's something that you can embrace for yourself. Like, it's not
I can't say that, ooh, like, I put this one on and I was like, you know, okay. But it's like, that's how I feel. Thank you, girl.
Yes, like, when you...
So it's awkward, even just for me.
When you take a bubble bath, how does that make you feel? When you're drinking wine and enjoying other aphrodisiacs, how do those things make you feel for yourself before you even show up for your partner?
Okay. That's what's up. So in this class, you will also provide everyone with a kit. Can you tell me what is in this kit?
Yeah, so the kit is very new. It's just something that I rolled out for these upcoming classes. But the kit includes a ring light, like a mini ring light that clips onto your phone. It includes...
Oh, I use that in the club. It shines real bright.
It includes a selfie stick with a Bluetooth shutter so that you You can use your hands however you need to.
Click, click.
Yes, girl. It includes a red jasper crystal. And that crystal is going to encourage you to embrace yourself as a sexual being. And it gives some instructions on that, some details about that. It includes some samples from some small businesses. I'm all about supporting small and Black-owned businesses. So yes. I include some samples and promotional information from other businesses. I have a drink recipe card with two drink recipes because sometimes the drinks get you feeling good. So, exactly. So there's the recipes for that. And then also a sensual selfie playlist.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And so this particular kit is included with these upcoming classes. So
there's yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. So currently the big trendy thing on, I believe it's TikTok, sorry, not TikToker,
the silhouette challenge.
So do you think that sometimes social media can portray being sensual in the wrong way?
Yes, I absolutely do, especially with Chloe Bailey recently doing her own thing and putting herself out there. There's been so much negative feedback about her seeking attention and like, you don't have to do all of that. Like, why does that have to be about seeking attention? Like, she's enjoying herself. She's enjoying her body. She's enjoying her feel good. What does that have to do with anybody else? Like, she's choosing to share that with everyone. And along with everybody else that's doing the silhouette challenges and these other things that are out online about showing yourself as a sensual being, it doesn't have to be about seeking attention. It's choosing to share yourself as a sensual being with other people.
Wow. That's a good answer.
It's honestly the idea of women enjoying themselves as sensual beings. It makes so many people uncomfortable because of their own preconceived notions. What somebody else has told them that they have kept in their heads about being a sensual woman, just projecting all of that onto other people. And it's not fair.
Right. So I actually, like I said, I have a question about that. Do you have any advice for women who are or who, you know, who may be very comfortable being sensual beings, but their men are uncomfortable with them being sensual beings?
Because
for the example of just to clarify, you know, a lot of just be like, oh, I want to be a baddie. Oh, I want somebody, you know, who's in. I'm going to say just not like a baddie per se, but somebody who's in touch with themselves, someone who's confident. And dudes often seek out these confident women, and then you can't handle it when she seeks all this, you know, or not even seek when she attracts all of this attention, and therefore she feels like she has to dim her light, and she's no longer this original sensual being.
Right. I'll just use myself as an example, because I put myself out there as a sensual being. I'm in lingerie. I, as people have told me, I'm out here on the internet half naked, and they ain't trying to see all of that. And I'm not going to let anybody stop me from being who I am. I'm comfortable with my body. I'm comfortable with seeing myself in lingerie because, like I said, I'm out there in bathing suits. I wear bikinis. So what's the difference? Like, you're just uncomfortable with seeing me as a sensual being, and that's not my problem. Period.
Fact. Like you said, the perception is different because I get people all the time. They're like, oh my gosh, Sinead, if I had your body, I'd be naked, like, all the time. But let me be out in some little shorts, and it's, oh, where are your clothes at?
Exactly. It's just, I can't leave my comfort in my skin up to other people, and I don't think anybody should. Like, that's for you to decide. That's for you to embrace.
Amen.
And if somebody ain't fucking with it, then I'm sorry for you. That sounds like a personal problem.
Right. So with that being said, I remember you saying one time on one of your grams, you're like, I understand that I'm not for everybody and that's okay. And I think that a lot of times, like, people need to hear that, because not even just when it comes to, you know, being physically available, but look, like, you personally as a person, sometimes you're not for everybody. Everybody does not have to like you. Move on. Like, she ain't gotta be your friend. He ain't gotta be your friend. They ain't gotta like you. Just the social media. They ain't gotta like your pictures. Like, who cares?
Exactly.
People care too much about what other people think sometimes, for sure.
Absolutely.
And it can be your own downfall. So, speaking of downfall, what would you say it has been the most challenging obstacle to overcome and get you here?
I would say that has been getting people, women especially, to realize that it's not just about taking sexy pictures, because it's a big part of it, but there's so much more to it, and I just want to be sure that that is the message. I'm making clear, that it's not just about taking sexy pictures, and especially not just for taking sexy pictures for somebody else.
Right. So is that like the most common misconception about what you do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That it's just about being sexy for your partners. And it ain't it. I mean, when you are fully in your, I call it goddess energy, when you are fully embracing your sensuality and feeling sexy for yourself, that's going to attract your man. It's going to feel good and look good to your man, but that's not what it's for. It's for you to feel that for yourself.
With feeling these things for yourself, like you said, that comes with a lot of self-care, a lot of self-love. So a lot of people, look, there's that famous meme. A lot of people think that self-care is bubble baths and candles, but it's a lot of extra. I personally still like the bubble baths and candles. But as far as what self-care really is, what does it look like for you?
Self-care is making myself a priority. It is taking care of myself physically, mentally, and spiritually. So that doesn't always look like luxurious things. It's being self-disciplined. It is honoring my boundaries. It is trusting in myself. All of that is included in self-care for me.
Ooh, Sam. Trusting in yourself. That's a strong one.
All of that is self-care also. Like, being able to feel what intuition even is, mm-hmm. to be able to acknowledge it, to trust it, to honor it. Because a lot of times we feel that intuition, we feel that nudge,
mm-hmm.
but the flesh wants something else, wants other experiences.
Girl.
Our mind wants to create other stories.
Honestly, that's probably probably what everybody's biggest downfalls. It's gonna be the flesh. I'd be like, the mind is strong, but the flesh is so weak. So with self-care, what are some practices that you've been able to tie into like your day-to-day?
For like being sensual, self-love kind of stuff?
Yes.
Okay. So one of my daily big things that I do is moisturizing my skin. Mm. I have always been into that. Like in elementary school, my PE teacher used to call me Lacey the Lotion Girl. But more recently, I am into just luxurious perfumed body oils. Mm. And after I bathe, I make time every day to rub my body down head to toe. Okay? Like, if I ain't gonna do nothing else, I'm gonna be moisturized. Okay?
You're gonna do that.
So
honestly, that's so me.
I make time for that every day because I know a lot of people don't even put on lotion. We'll start there. They don't even put on lotion, or if they do, they slap it on real quick before they run out of the house. They only put it on the spots that show real quick. And I'm just very intentional about showing my body love that way. And I like to feel soft. I like to feel moisturized and well-oiled, child. It made me feel good. So mm-hmm. I do that every day.
Girl, I'm like, that's me? I didn't even realize that was a sensual thing. Because I cannot, even then, like you said, I developed from, like, lotions. I'm on, like, the shea butters and the oils. So I'm like, as soon as I get out the shower, it's a whole ritual. We got to have a whole moment. Like, look, I'm soft right now. Look. Mm-hmm. Look, because even then, I had to make sure I had enough time. I was like, to make sure I can put on my lotion.
And that is being sensual. Like, you love the way that feels for yourself. It is. Every Saturday, I'm very intentional about creating space to be Ooh. Sensual. I call it Sensual Saturday. So, I'm either sitting around in lingerie all day. I am taking a bubble bath. Mm-hmm. I am lighting my candles because I love the way smell good make my space feel. Mm-hmm. Just doing things to bring that sensual energy. And I do that weekly on Saturdays.
Wow. So being intentional seems to be a big part of, like you said, creating these rituals or becoming better at loving yourself. So with intention, how do you feel have you ever missed a Saturday?
I have. And
how does that make you feel?
You know, I give myself that space to be okay with it. I'm gentle with myself. Like, I'm not going to beat myself up about it. But when I know when I need to tap into it. Like, I can't go too many Saturdays without not creating
without taking care of yourself.
Right. So it's okay if I miss one here or there. Like, I'm not hard on myself about it. Because sometimes life happens, things get busy, or I'm traveling and just something comes up and I'm not able to fully. Just being gentle with myself about it. And being gentle with yourself is self-care.
Boom. Manifestation is also a part of this package. A lot of people think manifestation is like magic, like people just be pulling shit out the air because they asked for it. That's totally not how it works. So can you tell the people how manifestation works for you?
So manifestation is simply attracting things. You can attract the things that you desire, or you can attract the things that you're believing about yourself, or that you're believing that you're worth. You're attracting things with how you think. So the idea of manifestation is you want to attract what you desire, right? Mm-hmm. And so in being able to do that, you need to trust yourself. You need to be able to love yourself and believe in your power to do all these things. Believe that you are deserving of the things that you desire. And so that's how I bring all of that together with manifestation. Like, being able to be in touch with my body allows me to trust my intuition and trust in the things that I feel. And knowing myself in that way is another way of just trusting myself. And so with that, I'm able to manifest and attract the things that I desire because I am embracing my my power within.
So was there ever a point where you felt like, I guess, like where your self-doubt wouldn't allow you to manifest the things that you wanted?
Yes, absolutely. And it really was like a kind of in retrospect thing. I realized that my mindset, because I wasn't happy with where I was at in life. I wasn't happy with my job. I wasn't happy with my mistakes were consuming me, my failures, all of those things were consuming me. And so I desired a better life for myself, but because all of that other stuff was heavy on my mind, I truly didn't believe that I was deserving or I was worthy of those things. So what I believed in was what I was attracting. So I was keeping myself in that space in life. I was keeping myself unhappy. I was keeping myself attached to those failures and mistakes, to that job that did not serve me, that toxic job that didn't serve me. I was keeping myself small because of my mindset.
Wow, that's a beautiful thing. Look, I know how that goes, man. Like you said, you can be your own worst enemy sometimes. And it literally starts with, like you said, your thoughts, your mind, the way that you perceive things, the way that you react to things. All of those things matter in your growth process.
Yeah, that definitely takes a lot of strength because just releasing control of how life happens for you. Because like you said, things are going to happen. But even when bad things happen, good things happen also. So when you embrace more of the good things and not allow the negative things to ruin your day or to control your emotions, you know, you're attracting more of the good things to you. And
Amen.
That's manifestation.
All right. So what can we expect from Lacey Love in the future?
So I'm working on some classes, like some 4 to 6 week classes. One specifically is about attracting love, becoming the love you desire and attracting that to you. And I also want to do one about manifesting. So it's such a process. It really is. And especially if people who have been in situations like me who weren't happy with where they were in life, they may have made a bunch of mistakes. They may have failed at a bunch of things. Being able to overcome that is a struggle. So I want to create the space for women especially to be able to be empowered to create the life they desire.
Okay. So what can we do to support you?
That's such an awesome question. I feel like you even inviting me to do this live is supporting me, allowing me to share who I am, what I do. That is that's huge for me. So that has been the support that that I've needed.
thank you.
And I appreciate it so much.
You are very welcome as well. Like you said, I honestly, as you can see, I just like to spark the conversation with different people within the Black community, just because I feel that, like you said, oftentimes the spotlight is put on just that, people who attract the spotlight for trendy reasons, for all these other reasons. But I'm like, there are people right here in your own community that need your support, and you don't have to be a part of an organization or part of a bigger entity to show people that, you know, you can make a difference, that you can care about them. All it takes is for you to spark a conversation, and you can learn so much about the people who are standing right next to you versus these people that you probably never touch in your life.
Yes, like there's some people, small people that don't have a big reach or something. We still out here doing the work. We still are.
I greatly appreciate you for coming on the show and sharing your experiences. And like I said, I personally applaud you for what you do, because I know it takes a lot to be able to not only expose that portion of yourself to the world, but do so knowing that other people are going to have an opinion about it, but being so in tune with yourself that you're able to not even acknowledge, you know, such a thing, or have something affect you in such a way that there are so many people out there, you know, who can't take a compliment, you know, like me.
but that was me. I've been there. So I've always been a sensual person, but like you have said, like I have shrunk when people have been attracted and like made the attention on me. Like that used to make me shrink. So I've been able to grow from that, to fully embracing myself. And I'm out here half naked on the internet now.
Girl, and I'm jealous.
If I can do it, everybody can. I think it's for everybody to be able to embrace. And I'm just out here sharing myself in order to allow people to know that they can do the same.